This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 16th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or leave us feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today we're going to do deep dives on Mike Trout, who deserves another look since my last deep dive on him on June 12th. Brian Servin, who has been crushing it in his rookie season and deserves a closer look. And I'm also going to include an honest reflection that I took earlier today in the car on the drive across Mobile Bay. But first, let's take a look at the leaderboards from the 16th. And first for top exit velocity is Giancarlo Stanton at 118.8 miles per hour. Franchy Cordero is in second at 113.6 miles per hour. Kyle Schwarber's in third at 112.0. Bryce Harper is in fourth at 109.6. And Manuel Margot's in fifth at 109.4 miles per hour. Top distances for the day has Teoscar Hernandez in first at 429 feet. That's someone I want to deep dive on soon. And second is Kyle Schwarber at 424 feet. Josh Bell's in third at 417 feet. Kyle Schwarber again in fourth at 415 feet. He had two bombs on the night. Javier Baez in fifth at 413 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs solely to Jose Alvarado, who topped out at 102.3 miles per hour. His number five spot shows 101.6 miles per hour. Swing and misses belongs to George Kirby on the day. Tristan McKenzie is in second with a count of 16, actually tied for first with George Kirby at 16. And so is Joe Musgrove. He also had 16 swing and misses on the night. Mike Trout goes 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, 2 runs scored on the night in the Angels' 4-1 win over Seattle in Seattle, bringing his average to .294 on the year, his OPS to 1.043. He had 2 hard-hit balls on the night. Trout has been getting it done lately in the past 10 games. He has been stellar with 10 hits and 38 plate appearances, 5 home runs, 7 runs scored, 10 RBIs, an average of .303, slugging .818 with a weighted on base average of .501. That's a killer statistic for having a weighted on base average that high in 10 games. WRC plus of .237, which means he was way above average amongst other hitters during those 10 games. His walk rate was also extremely high at 13.2%. The baseline for a good walk rate is about 10, so great metric for him. K rate at 31.6%. That's a little high. We really want to see that closer to 20%. In the 10 games before that, he wasn't doing as hot. 9 hits and 43 plate appearances, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, 4 RBIs, an average of .231. Slugging .436 with a weighted on base average of .325, a WRC plus of .113. Walk rate was a little low at 4.7%, K rate at 32.6%, still high. So hopefully Mike Trout can bring that K rate down a little bit. I think on the year, he's sitting at a K rate of 27.2%, which is not ideal for Mike Trout, but he is in the top 5% of the league in hard hit percentage. The top 1% of the league for weighted on base average, top 1% of the league in expected weighted on base average, top 1% of the league in expected slugging. So he's in a good spot. We'd just like to see that K rate dive down a bit. He is struggling a little bit with the breaking pitch with a whiff rate of 36.4%. It's his second highest put away pitch with a put away rate of 20.5%. Believe it or not, his highest put-away rate comes from fastballs at 23.6% for his put-away rate. So keep that in mind. But Mike Trout, doing Mike Trout things, crushing it throughout the year, on track to still be the best in the league. Moving on to Brian Servin, who has had a stellar rookie season at catcher for the Colorado Rockies. He went 4-for-4 last night with a triple, 2 runs scored, in the Rockies 4-2 loss against the Cleveland Guardians in Colorado last night, bringing his average to .333 on the year, OPS to .931. He had 2 hard-hit balls on the night. I can't remember the last time I covered Brian Servin, but it was right around the time that he was brought up from the Rockies AAA organization. In his last 10 games, he has 12 hits and 34 plate appearances, one home run, four runs scored, four RBIs, averaging .387, slugging .548 with a weighted on base average of .430, which is very impressive, a WRC plus of .165, a walk rate of 8.8%, which is a good number. I want to see it more around 10%, but that is great for him. His K rate is also very low, which is a good sign at 14.7%. Great for Servin in the seven games before that, because he's only been in the MLB since May 18th. He was also doing pretty well, not as well, but five hits and 21 plate appearances, two home runs, which came in a single game, three runs scored, five RBIs, averaging .250, slugging .550, weighted on base average of .358. Which is not like his .430 in the most recent games. A WRC plus of .116, which is a good sign. Walk rate of 4.8%, K rate of 23.8%. So with walk rate and K rate, he's been improving in the last 10 games. Good for Servin as a rookie. Those are great numbers. Hopefully he continues to produce and adds to his name as a catcher in the MLB. I want to end this episode off with a reflection that I took earlier today about the podcast and everything else going along with it. But that's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening. To talk about the direction of the podcast, I want to focus on who it is I'm offering it to. It's really for people that are deeply interested in baseball and understanding how and why it works. But also, it's meant for the casual fan in some ways. I'm definitely more of the stats guy. I'm interested in the nitty-gritty of all of it and how it works. But I am still learning how to convey that message that makes it interesting to most baseball fans. I started this podcast for baseball enthusiasts to get information on players that are crushing it recently, and really, the main goal is to put players in people's minds that are doing very well at this moment in time. That's why I record the podcast every day. But I am the stats guy. I know it gets very dense. I understand that, and I'm working towards creating things that are more interactive, get you, the listener, more involved and more excited to press play on the episode tomorrow. And not just for you to press play, it's for you to enjoy listening. I want these 7 minutes to be the most exciting minutes of your day. Hopefully they're not, but that's still my goal. And I want you to enjoy the podcast and enjoy baseball as much as I do. Because if you're a baseball fan and you're interested in analytics and what the information gives you, it opens up a world of new opportunities that you never expected. When you're able to extract insights from information, people are going to come to you regardless. And that's what I hope to give you, the listener.